Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Isn't it such a good day? Oh, isn't it such a good, good day? Yeah. I wish it would last forever. And I hope the sun don't go down.
Thanks, Dad. It's 7 after the hour. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Ken Kessler has the most important job, checking our social network. He is monitoring what you have to say about the issues of the day, thanks to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The story from Greece, Jen. The Greeks say, "Don't you worry about us." I don't know if that's really what they're saying, but that's more Italian. They'd say that in Italy, wouldn't they,
hey,
Roberta?
Don't
you worry about us.
Don't you worry about us.
In Greece, they're just having some hummus.
They say that in Jersey. Don't you worry about us.
So here's the coolest
part. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. How's my Italian? Don't you worry about us.
Terrible.
Oh.
But for you, actually not bad.
Not bad, really.
Right.
Don't you worry about us. All right, Jen, what's up?
Okay, so the coolest part of this story, so, you know, everybody knows Greece is in big time trouble, right? They've defaulted. You can't withdraw any money out of the bank accounts in Greece. Well, this guy named Tom Feeney, I guess, has some sort of affinity for the Greek. And so he said, you know, I want to bail out I want to rescue the Greek economy. And so he started a crowdfunding campaign to try to do just that. And he said he found out if the entire population of Europe were to donate just 3.19
5 bucks.
That they would reach the amount of the bailout fund. And he said he included some nice perks for donating, including a Greek salad, a holiday in Athens for two. And he set up a page on Indiegogo along with the Twitter account. He said nobody was interested in at first, but after a
Greek
couple
yogurt.
Of small stories.
I want Greek yogurt. I don't want any Greek salad.
I want John Stamos. Can we deliver that? Yeah. The idea seemed to explode overnight. And all of a sudden, he got 1,200 emails one morning, and it just got crazier from there.
Really?
He said that they've raised, €630,000.
Oh,
so,
really?
There you go, by more than 38,000 donors.
People are nuts.
You have it. You can donate. Why? This is a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Well, it's like throwing money into the toilet, though.
But here's the dilemma.
It's kind of fun.
The Greeks won't change their ways.
No, that's a problem.
And they'll just have
to
do it again.
Just keep bailing them out.
Right.
So, big story today about investigations into whether the airlines are colluding to keep fares high. What in the name of God? What a waste of time. Of course they are.
Of course. Yeah, duh.
Exactly. Anybody who tries to buy. Hello. When's the last time you checked a fare? The only one that doesn't really do this. JetBlue and Southwest don't really. But sometimes American will meet, especially now with Southwest being in Dallas and Houston. They'll match the fares, even though it's not at the same airport. That's what they do. They match fares.
And have you noticed if you start searching for a fare online the next day, if you don't buy it then and there, the next day or the day after, that fare will automatically go up because they know you've been looking for it.
Right. I noticed that.
Right.
So why is it a waste of time?
Well, the investigation, which has been conducted in the last year or so by the Justice Department, focuses on whether airlines illegally signal to each other how quickly they would add new flights and routes and extra seats, because the legacy airlines pretty much compete on the same routes. Like here in Boston, Delta and United and American all fly Boston, L.A. American has 4 flights a day, Delta has 2, United has 2, and the prices are always exactly the same, and the times are about the same as well. So I use that as an example because it's the flight I take most often. What other ones are involved, Jen?
So it's American, Delta, Southwest, and United. They all received a letter and are complying with the DOJ investigation. The smaller carriers like JetBlue and Frontier said that they have not been yet contacted by the government.
Yeah.
So
nobody cares. Frontier is a horrible airline.
Yeah,
anymore.
They are.
Used to
they're worthless.
They're not. It's like Spirit. Not much better, but a little bit.
I think it's great because so often we hear about the government not not doing anything, wasting time. I mean, at least they're doing something of value that maybe might save us a couple bucks.
I can't believe you are thinking this is a waste of time.
Who are you saying, me?
You, yeah.
Well, when I say it's a waste of time, it's been going on
because
forever.
Because it's so obvious.
And it's so obvious, exactly. I mean, what do we need the Justice
really
Department
mean
to tell us
this? Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, that's probably
by waste of time, I mean.
Yeah. Where have you been all of my life under the circumstances? And I'll bet you, if you got on like a 757 that has 189 seats.
Oh, yeah. It'd be 189 fares.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Not one person will have paid the same fare for the seat. And it just is, that's kind of the way it
goes.
Somebody
will have paid like $3 and somebody would have paid $3,000.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I used to, I got into a little bit of trouble last week because I had to change some flights and stuff around. But sometimes Tom Parsons always tells me, do not book early because you always have a change. But I looked at, when I was going to California, like a month or so ago, I said to Megan, I'm coming this week. Is that okay? Yep. So I booked the trip. And it was, the previous trip had been 300 and something bucks. And then this one was 600 and something bucks. But if I was going to change it, it was another $900 on top of that. And so I just figure a way around it. But
why I fly Southwest.
Yeah, you don't have, that is a good thing about Southwest.
I fly Southwest.
No penalties. You can change anytime you want.
Sometimes if I'm not sure what day of the week I need to fly, I'll book three different days.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'll get the money back. Basically, you know, you don't get it back in your pocket.
Another ticket.
You have a Southwest bank, right?
Yeah,
you get a credit.
Right, exactly.
But at least you're not losing, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500 on change fees.
That's what they ought to be investigating.
I think they should still charge you membership. You know, remember that airline that offered, and it was a big deal for a while. I don't even remember what it was, but they offered maybe Spirit Airlines, where they offered you a card, and if you bought a card,
it was Spirit. It was Spirit.
It's a horrible airline.
Spirit's
but don't you
awful.
Think airlines should get into that business and say, hey, look, for $5,000,
subscription
here's a
based.
Card.
Yeah. You can fly anywhere you want for the year.
Yeah, for a year.
I'm actually investigating. I said to Meredith, we want to do that thing on Saturday with the, but I think we have to wait till tomorrow to make the arrangements, right, Roberta? That plane, that you can take a ride for $4 and then at the other end,
private
you come
jet.
Back.
Yeah. And if you book on the 3rd and fly on the 4th, you get a $4 fare.
Right. But then coming back, I'm trying to figure out, can we find out anywhere where they actually would go from to?
Anywhere. Yes.
They've got 12 seats available.
Yeah, right, probably.
And there's going to be 20,000 people trying to get it.
Yeah, listen, it's kind of fun to think about what you
Here's
might
what
do
I
anyway.
To know.
Yes, Rich.
Why are we still paying fares based on $4 gasoline?
That is another ripoff and a half. Mm. Never mind paying fares. Look at what you're paying at the pump. This was starkness. When I was in California last weekend, looking at the price at the pump, it's almost as high as it was 2 years ago when the price per barrel was well over $100. Now it's about $62 to $64, fluctuating in there. And so they have a 30% rate or rise, I think that's what it's called. They've built 30% more into what has to be profit. I don't think it's going for experimentation. It's not going for drilling.
So what is it? How much is it in California?
California, well, the least I saw was $339. Most of it was $370-something.
Wow.
And there were plenty of places, depending on where you were, in Santa Monica Boulevard or Wiltshire, that was $4. And I saw one $439. Those 76 stations, Jennifer, are a ripoff. They really are.
I know. I don't.
Why is that? How is it they get away with that? Kenny, you have 76 stations down in San Diego.
Laziness.
What convenience? It's not any more convenient to go to them than it is anybody else.
Wow.
How do they manage to get that kind of dough? The Sunoco station.
Where do you want me to go? We don't have Sunoco. So where do you want me to go?
Let's see. Who else? What's
You got ExxonMobil. That's, you know.
No, I think.
We have no mobile stations.
Domestic, the ARCO, I think. Atlantic Richfield, ARCO, I believe, is all domestic.
Yeah, but ARCO's gas is kind of icky, isn't it?
No.
Icky.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to touch my
they
Lexus.
They all come
with
from the same
gas.
Place, for God's sakes. Anyway. So,
I know, Louisiana's like, hovers around $2.50 on average, I would say. But then you go to Winn-Dixie and you get the gas coupons, and sometimes I'll pay like $1.25 for gas.
Really?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah.
Roberta, what do the people at the Piggly Wiggly in the South think of the New Yorker walking in there?
There's no Piggly Wiggly in Louisiana.
Oh, there isn't? Is it just in Florida?
There should be.
No. Listen to this. The Northern Yankee doesn't understand what's going on down.
No, I'm in New Orleans. New Orleans is
No, I'm talking about Richie.
New Orleans
the
is
Piggly
like...
Wiggly. Piggly Wigglies haven't existed for years.
Sure they do.
Where?
Oh, no, they're still around.
They are?
Piggly Wiggly's still around.
Where?
Absolutely.
All over the Southeast.
I used to get them confused with, what's the other one? Wawa, right? Or Womp Womp or something. What's that Indian?
Oh, Wawa's still there. I just was in a Wawa this weekend.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is that Wawa? But is that, which one is the Indian one? Is that Wawa?
Wawa.
Wawa.
Store locations.
Listen to us.
Piggly Wiggly.
If somebody tuning in for the first time, we're talking about Piggly Wiggly and Wawa.
you won't hear this on Stern.
No, heavens no.
And Rich is yelling at me for going to Shell.
See, Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky. Oh, they are in Louisiana.
Okay.
Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina,
I think it's
Ohio,
time for
Oklahoma,
a pause in the action
let's
here.
Regroup. West
Virginia.
All right. Yeah, regroup. Let's reboot. It's 19 after on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your young child having trouble sleeping through the night? Then let the sense of smell come to the rescue. Here's the science of it. Technically, the sense of smell is called olfaction, and it's so commanding that it goes straight to the part of the brain responsible for processing without a detour. Breastfed infants can identify their moms by smell as early as the sixth day of life. So, use smell to keep your child asleep.
You smell like peanuts. I love peanuts.
Say your child wakes up screaming. Well, after you comfort them, place something in the crib that smells like you. Your nightgown or any piece of clothing.
Ooh, I smell barbecue.
What's the chief psychological trick? The child will sleep through the night because they'll think a significant parent is right there with them. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. ABM mounted a cross-country expedition to see exactly what it would be like to experience the Valley of Death on the 4th of July. Yes, the 4th. December may have been a better choice. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich, murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Evening of July 3rd, we park the chopper in Beatty, Nevada, hit the quarters lots at 3:25 to 1, and at dawn, Route 374, to cross the border into California and down Daylight Pass Road into Death Valley. Sunlight finally broke across the bottom of the bucket, illuminating a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit sign. Too late, beat that by 85. Riding Death Valley on July 4th meant an end to the fun no later than 10:30 in the morning. You want to ride in the hottest place on Earth? December may have been a better choice.
Hell yeah!
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This player out of Croatia broke into the NBA in the early 90s. During 13 seasons, he won 3 titles with the Chicago Bulls. And he was the 3rd leading scorer behind Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Dukoc, 4-3 at a time. Oh, my goodness!
So, where is Tony Kukoc now? Tony is still winning titles with Michael Jordan. Golf titles. In 2011, they won the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational, the first time Michael had won it in 10 years. And fans love to poke fun at Tony on sites like Funny or Die.
I am cuckoo for Kukoc, and I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no?
Yes, cuckoo indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
I managed to. What can I do to imitate that guy's voice? Geico. Does that sound close, Richie?
Yeah, Geico. Sounded just
maybe
like
you should do that with your Italian accent.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, that's 15 minutes could save you $15
or more.
Help
yourself.
15%
or more.
Hey, it's a Geico. You know, you pay 50% less over the Geico.
This is just like being a neighborhood in Roberta's. Say it again, Doug. Roberta's New York neighborhood.
Did you just quiver?
21 after the hour on Good Day.